Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's those big rains falling. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Kick Rock's Ben Stiller.
Yeah, get out of here, Chalamet.
Oh my God, if I had to see Chalamet one more time, enough of him, dude.
See the Happy Gilmore trailer?
I did.
Oh, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not expecting much. I think I'm going into it pretty low expectations.
You know, though, that should be the route. Like, if you expect this to be anything more than just like a, you know, a little nostalgia, then you're sadly mistaken.
You know what I thought it was? I thought it was, you know, it was one of those trailers where I felt like I saw too much.
Yeah, I did feel that way. I was like,
usually when they try that hard.
Yeah.
To show you who's in the movie sucks.
Yeah, Leroy, what you're saying is exactly how I felt when it was done.
Right, because
it's exactly because how I felt.
How often have you gone to see a movie or a series and it's a surprise cameo and you get excited?
Right.
Mm. Right?
So I was just like,
it's like Wedding Crashers. Wedding Crashers, like, yeah, once you saw the cameo at the end, like it's like, oh, okay, guess who else was in it? Guess who else was in it? But no, you don't. If you show the cameo before the movie, it's not a cameo. He's an employee.
Unless they're doing the Deadpool. You guys remember, like, Deadpool was like, oh, we have this, this, this. And then in the movie had even more. But I don't know, like, who else can you get? I saw Bad Bunny. Who else can you get other than Bad Bunny?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose road 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. News today in the Heatland, as Chris Quinn is reportedly passed on as one of the finalists for the Phoenix Suns head coaching job. Was reading, there was a report earlier today from Euro Hoops that the Miami Heat are going to interview Sergio Scariolo, who was the Spanish national coach. But I was just reading in Anthony Chang's column in the Miami Herald, said in addition to EuroHoops reported Monday that the Heat has expressed interest in adding Sergio Scariolo to its coaching staff. Scariolo, who began coaching his career in the home country of Italy, currently the head coach of Spain's national team and an assistant with the Toronto Raptors. But a source close to the Heat denied that report, saying that Scariolo is not a candidate for a Heat coaching position. So there you go. Anthony's saying the Heat, people close to the Heat, denying it. Now, they're denying that because Chris Quinn got shot down, and then it was all of a sudden like, covering our bases. I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
So basically, what I said in the beginning was accurate.
Refresh me, because he said a lot of stupid things that kind of wiped out the smart things you've said today.
So I said, this might be because they're losing Chris Quinn. They're bringing him in to take Chris Quinn's spot. And then when he didn't, when Chris Quinn got eliminated from the job possibility, then mysteriously the talks between the other coach ended. Or never was.
Or saying
what
that
a
he's
rookie a, move.
He's not a candidate. But I feel like the one thing with him is, you know, they could still adjust the coaching staff. It doesn't mean necessarily it had to be Chris Quinn's
spot.
Yeah,
but he was probably that guy would probably only come in to have the first seat.
I would imagine. I don't know for sure, but I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're not gonna bring a guy of that, you know. That you want him to leave a head coaching job and sit behind Chris Quinn?
Come on. This was like, the classic.
That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, you got
that
into
sounds like a... That sounds like, you know, a pay cut. Or it sounds like a demotion.
A demotion.
Well, I don't think he has a current job right now. I don't think he is. The only job he has is National Coach of Spain. I don't think he coaches a pro club right now. I think his contract's up there.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't, to that regard, I don't know like what he's turning down, because they're going to have Euro this summer in like August, and then he's not going to have anything to do. That's why he's doing podcasts this summer.
Yeah. Miami Heat rookie move here, though.
Why?
They get into the spat, little spatty spat with the missus. You change your Facebook status.
They're not getting
status.
Into a spat. They did, like, they were probably, you know, really encouraging Chris Quinn. Why is it a spat?
You go from in a relationship to it's complicated.
It's not complicated.
And then you have a conversation. You got to switch it back. And it's like, oh, no, sweetie, it must have been a glitch.
I will say, though, we have seen before in the past where, like, some assistants have then said, enough of being under the Eric Spoelstra tree. Because Eric Spoelstra, I don't think nobody's become a head coach since Fizdale. I guess Juwan Howard got the Michigan job, but nobody's got an NBA job since Fizdale. Dan Craig left.
Not much of a tree for
Anthony Carter. Anthony, he doesn't have much of a tree. That's actually fair.
Yeah, another.
Anthony Carter went to Memphis this year. So is it possible Chris Quinn's like, maybe it's time for me to spread my feathers?
What kind of great coach doesn't have a tree? I mean,
Belichick
says a lot about it. Oh, Belichick has a tree.
He does not have a tree.
Totally has a tree.
Yeah, he does?
Yeah.
Who's on his tree?
Oh,
Nick Saban.
Saban.
In the NFL.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Juwan Howard.
Yeah. Nick Saban. Kurt Ferentz.
Oh. So he has a college tree.
Jim Schwartz.
Okay, so he has a college tree.
No, don't forget.
Scott Pioli.
Who's the guy who coaches
Eric
them now?
Eric Mangini.
Who's going to buy
Al Groh.
You've literally mentioned nothing but NFL failures.
Hmm. What about the guy who's going to cut his wiener off?
Vrabel?
Yeah.
Vrabel played for him. Did he coach under him?
Nah, probably not.
I don't think you get to count that.
I think Vrabel coached with him. Coach linebackers when he first got out.
That's a tree. That
I'm
counts.
Not sure.
It's not that great a tree for being as great as he is.
That's fair. Not a great
tree. Nick Saban was it?
But Barcells got a great tree, and he sucked.
Nick Saban was it?
Nick Saban wasn't a good NFL coach.
Okay, but I'm saying coach.
Nah, you don't get to do college. Sorry.
Why not?
Because I'm not counting Juwan Howard for Spo.
That's rough.
So in order for you to come from a coaching tree, you got to coach the same sport? You can't just coach?
You can't coach a level down. No.
Ah.
Sorry. Oof. Them's the rules.
These are the breaks.
Minus one.
What?
Minus one. You've been extra annoying today.
You know what?
Minus one.
Really carrying the show.
I think you came into the studio today and say, boys, I'm on one today.
Pink Himalayan salt.
Whoa.
When you say carry the show, you're like people carrying things back to a village before they invented wheels.
Never.
Like you're just spilling stuff all over the place.
Yeah, but did you really need that much?
Why would I count college coaches to be in the tree?
It's a tree, dude.
No.
It's a tree. You know who doesn't have a tree? Someone who's selfish and only thinks about what he wants. Doesn't nurture. He doesn't give back. To the community, he does.
Do you think he's too much of a control freak to let the roots spread?
Yeah, I do, which is why I'm trying to warn them.
You guys don't know that.
I don't know that. I'm just asking. That's why it's a theoretical question.
I've known a bunch of head coaches that delegate. Bill Belichick was a hands-on in every department, mm-hmm. right? That's just the way he was. He was real, like, anal about that, about just knowing everything about what's going on, how it's being done, or whatever. Denny Green empowered all of his coaches. He very rarely came in and talked to you about play on the field. He would call his coach over to talk to you about it. So I've seen it done a number of ways.
Stunned Steve says, how many coaches have a tree in the NBA? I believe Pop has a tree.
Pop has a tree for sure.
Budenholzer.
But the thing is, you talk about the trees in basketball.
That's a good tree.
And you can't name, like, unless somebody tells you, you wouldn't know.
No,
I just named it. I just started naming a tree for you, and you just dismissed it.
It's true.
No, I didn't dismiss it. I'm just saying
he didn't like your tree.
That unlike football,
Carlisle Becky Hammond,
where they announce the tree, you know what I mean? Basketball is a little different when it comes to that.
Strongest NBA coaching tree. This is good.
Steve Kerr.
Well, we're talking about Monty.
Was he in the front office though?
Monty Williams. Nope.
Wait, assistant coach. Steve Kerr in the front
assistant
office?
Assistant coach.
Assistant coach. Wow.
Former Spurs assistants: Becky Hammond, Taylor Jenkins, Monty Williams, Ime Udoka. I'm not counting Doc Rivers. That's only a player.
Who's Bud?
Mike Budenholzer.
Oh. Ooh, what about that one? Snyder. Is that Darvin Ham? Those don't count as Bud, do they?
What? I guess if you were to go to Bud's Mike Budenholzer tree, that would root from the Greg Popovich tree. So that does count as a tree.
It's a double tree?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how a family tree works, you idiot.
It's like a double rainbow.
D-Sizzle said J-Fig doesn't have a tree, so birds can't hang out at her house.
You say that, but I got a lot of treats.
Yes. Mango trees.
No, I don't.
Tobin.
I don't have a mango tree.
Tobin, you still growing those big-ass mangoes?
PJ Carlisle.
No, I cut it down, dude, because I was allergic.
Red Brown.
Allergic?
You mean Udoka.
He's allergic to the syrup.
Yeah, so why would I want to...
Can I just say this? Can I just say this? What a crappy thing to be allergic to.
Wow. You're telling me?
Mango juice.
Not juice, the syrup. Just the mango syrup. Juice.
Syrup. There's people that are allergic to peanuts. You got to carry around a pen. You just got to carry around some Neosporin, anti-itch.
Doc Rivers is on Pat Riley's coaching tree?
He played for him.
Played for him.
I would have counted that one, though, if he just played for him, right?
Timbo said, being allergic to mango syrup is also intangible.
You got the Van Gundys on his tree?
I was thinking like that, too. Van Gundy.
Who, Pat Riley?
Yeah.
What about George Karl? George Karl's got a tree. Not a good one, though.
I don't think if you play for him, you should count on the tree.
That's what I think, except for when it helped my point.
But Spo's tree? Without fruit.
You can't say it's a tree, though. You can't even say it's a tree.
I don't even know if you can call it a garden.
Oh, no way. That's a shrub. He's got a shrub. Remember when he forgot how many timeouts he had? It's been a bad year for him.
This is going to go back to kicking him upstairs.
I'm just saying.
You're going to land this. Take a break. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's play a little All Right. No. Then we got Evan Rodriguez joining the program. Talking little Cats with E-Rod, Hot Rod. He'll stop by. We'll talk some Stanley Cup Final. My All Right is going to stick with the Panthers, and that is to the captain, Alexander Barkov.
All right.
Announced today that he won the Selke Trophy for the second straight season, his third overall in his career. So congratulations to Barky. He also won the King Clancy Memorial Trophy. And it was given to him by children from the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. If you guys haven't seen the video, I retweeted it. I recommend checking it out.
All right.
It was Goosey's galore. A gentleman, this Alexander Barkov, represents the Cats to the fullest in every which way, and now he's going to go kick Connor McDavid's ass again. My oh no goes to the Phoenix Suns. Big mistake.
Oh no.
Big mistake, dude. Look, Chris Quinn, we didn't even want that job, dude. Let's be honest. That guy fires coaches left and right. They got nothing on that team. You're going to be stuck with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Blessing in disguise, Chris Quinn, that you didn't get the gig, all right? And don't get offended that the Heat were snooping around some Italian coach. It's all good, dude. We're going to bring it all harmoniously together. Leroy?
I'm going to give it to Barkov also. I know my all right, we probably shouldn't do that, but he deserves it.
All right.
Very unassuming guy.
Copied it.
Very unassuming guy. Yeah, I did.
Copycat.
Just, you know, fun to watch. So, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. My goes to UFC. And I didn't stay up to watch it. But Tobin told me yesterday, the main event got canceled.
Crazy.
Just canceled. So you're getting ready for the main event, and they go, you know what? Canceled. Good night. SportsCenter next.
It was crazy.
They just left you hanging. That's crazy.
It was said that Macy Barber, who was in the main event, that she suffered a seizure. But apparently, it wasn't even like, I've seen even before where they've been like, hey, this event got canceled, medical issue in the back. I've seen that. I've never seen it get taken literally all the way up to the fight. Package plays, we're rolling to walk to the ring, and they're just like, and they go to Brendan Fitzgerald, Daniel Cormier, and Lara Sanko, and they're like, no fight.
Oh, no.
And we're just like, what? Yeah, no fight. Sorry, medical emergency. And, I wish Macy Barber all the best, but it definitely was not. She did miss weight the day before. I don't know if this had lingering effects or if something else was going on, but that was crazy. Her fight, main event, canceled.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no?
So before my signal goes out again, which that is my oh no, these storms are messing up literally everything, my plans, my signal. Everything. My all right goes to a very Goosey's signing off of Inside the NBA.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
They had so much shenanigans going on, but they also ended it with nice rings that were given to the entire crew. Thought it was pretty cool.
Chuck finally got a ring.
Yep. A lot of people were saying that in the comments.
Yikes.
And Shaq cussed.
A lot of F-bombs were dropped.
Oh, yep. Pat McAfee can do it.
But yeah,
somebody said Shaq ruined it. Not really. He didn't ruin it. I mean,
He tried to do too much?
I mean, he kind of went over the top, but his message and his sentiments before that were really good. How he gave everybody a congratulations and was grateful to being on the show with all the guys and pointed them out one by one. That was cool because you're always seeing Chuck and, you know, and Shaq fight all the time.
I'm confused by a lot of the things of the inside the NBA because I was like watching a clip today. Apparently Chuck went on Dan Patrick's show and was like, yeah, we're still going to do stuff with TNT, but they don't have the rights to the NBA. And so like Chuck's even confused. And I got to be honest with you, I'm a little rats off the ship on the inside the NBA.
Oh.
Where are you going? What are you doing? What are the plans with this organization? I'm just confused by it. I thought the plan was, first it was going away, and Chuck was leaving, and then Shaq was leaving, and then Kenny was leaving, and then everybody was staying and going to ESPN, but now you're also going to be doing shows on ESPN. Tell me where you're going to go so I know whether or not to watch you. I'm just confused. I'm not mad. Mm. I just am saying things loudly confused.
You said rats off a ship. So
but I'm rats off a
you're
ship
a
on
the,
JPEG. So, they're so wishy-washy on if they're going to be back, gone, or on ESPN. What are we doing with this show?
My question is, are they going to try to force-feed their basketball people on the inside the NBA? Mm.
What I thought what they were doing was a McAfee thing, which is McAfee produces everything, or UFC. UFC produces everything. They just put it on their television. I was under the impression that they were doing. But now Chuck is like, oh, no, you know, we might still do some stuff with TNT. I'm like, you are? What? Then what did you say goodbye for? Mm. What are we doing?
We're talking about my bed.
Do the March Madness.
What?
March Madness.
They might do March Madness.
Yeah, but that's not NBA. That's the NBA, and Shaq doesn't do that, and neither does Kenny.
Hmm.
All right.
What do you got, Froggy?
Guys, can we just take a second to... What a horrible take by Tobin. This guy is...
How is it a horrible take?
This guy has been on...
Just tell me where you're going to be!
It has been confusing.
For sure, they'll tell you when the time is right.
They've had two years! They still don't know where they're going to be!
Thanks,
James.
This is, by my count, this is the third goodbye to inside the NBA, and it's not leaving, I think.
Let them have their time.
That seems like all they want. It's like a farewell tour for the Rolling Stones, except... The fourth version of it.
Oh.
And I think they kind of like it because they're like, guys, remember when we had that viral
did
moment?
Did we have to sign off when we went to the studio next door?
We should have.
No, I don't think we did. I think we just said, yeah, we're here. Hey. I'm just confused. That's all. I'm not mad.
I think you are.
I'm really not, but just it kind of feels
like the whole J.J. Redick bit.
No. It's way different than that. It's way different than that.
Enough of him, right?
It's not.
The sick love to lash out.
Well, it is a little bit enough of their goodbyes already. Like, stop saying goodbye if you're not going to go away. Jeez. Anyway, what do you got, Froggy?
My oh no. Unfortunately, it's one of our patented.
Jeez, Meathan.
Oh no. What? What did he say?
I literally.
If you did have a sign off, I'm sure it would have been saved.
That's good.
Oh yeah, Schmeath and Schmoller, okay. The only guy who criticizes people for working extra on their day off.
How could?
Yeah. What about we did it? We were in here. We had to do it yesterday.
What a jerk.
Rough.
Sorry. Oh, the Panthers
at
are flying.
Brando
at least you got new content.
Panthers are flying out. You know, I don't want to listen.
Brando time too.
Brando time. I'm not listening to him. But anyway, go ahead, Frog Boy.
My oh no.
Get to your all right, oh no already.
Already? My oh no.
Gosh, Marcos, keep mailing it in.
You know, who cares about really what I have to say? My oh no goes to the people who said, started the rumor that Vanessa Bryant may be pregnant. Clearly she's not. Leave her alone. Another thing is my oh no, but not like my oh no, like my Leroy oh no. John Brenkus. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah. Sports
Science. Yeah, unfortunately, dead at 50.
Sports Science.
He used to love that show. I also love Pros versus Joes, which is not relevant to this, but if you're listening for some reason, bring that show back.
Sports Science was better than Pros versus Joes.
It was. You know, I'm not going to fight that, especially.
It got a little bit too kind of like Man versus Shark during Shark Week,
ooh,
where so-and-so swims against a shark, but it's CGI.
Oh, they tried that for sure. Yeah. What, but the best one was when they did the Kobayashi breakdown of how his stomach expands. That was great television. God. Riveting.
Really, sports science. Really,
you,
one of the better
would,
shows.
You would have, your favorite show would be centered around.
Dude, it was crazy.
Ooh. Now on ESPN.
I've seen Kobayashi in action in person. It was very impressive. He took out John Crotty and Bam Adebayo.
Oh, took him out, huh?
You know what?
Took him out.
Too much. As much as I like to eat, I'm not gorging myself.
Well,
trust me, Bam and Crotty weren't putting up much of a fight. He was able to breeze through that contest. It was at a Burger Fi.
My all right is the Knicks losing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kick rocks, Ben Stiller.
Kick rocks.
Evan Rodriguez. Panthers extraordinaire. Hot Rod. He joins us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.